Nice to see you all today. We had a great outdoor class yesterday. Thanks for being online while we were practicing outside. Hopefully that was kind of cool to be able to see everybody. And we'll do it again next Saturday, weather permitting. So just stay tuned. I'll let you know Friday. Hi, Jessica. Good morning. Kavita, good evening to you. Hi. It's 7:30 p.m. there?
Yes,
okay. Well, hello. Thanks for joining in. Keith, I got your email. Thank you so much. I'll look at it carefully today. I just saw it for a second. Kevin, good morning. Good early morning to you. All right. Just imagine it. Kevin, you and Kavita are on opposite sides, 7 a.m., 7:30 p.m. Like, I just picture the Earth from space and picture where you each are standing, and your heads are going kind of in different directions, right? And our feet are on the Earth. Getting, you know, pointing towards the center of the earth. That's cool. All right, I won't try to ramble on about it, but it's cool. Lindsay, good day. Ramit, Resham, good morning. Hi, Therese, hello, great to see you. Welcome. And Yatidi, all right. Pranayama, deep breathing. What a wonderful way to start class or a day or to wind down even. All right, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Body weight to the heels. Suck in your stomach, lift up the chest. Interlace your fingers, touch your knuckles right underneath the chin. Make sure the chin and knuckles stay together like glue throughout the exercise. Pick one point to look at in front of you, and let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows lift up slowly as you inhale completely, already expanding the rib cage. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin back with your knuckles slowly. Bring your hands, palms together, cross your thumbs, elbows come together. Inhale, head down, elbows lift up at the same time. Maximum expansion of the rib cage, visible to both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back slowly with the knuckles. Elbows stay lifted, chest lifted towards the ceiling, elbows come together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, breathe in a little more, six, hold it. Exhale, breathing, one, two, push the chin, three, four, look way back, five, six. Again, please. Inhale, head down, elbows lift. Keep the maximum body weight on your heels. Middle inner thighs press together. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back with the knuckles. Make sure the chin resists the knuckles so the head goes slowly all the way back, elbows together. Inhale, one, elbows up, two, three, stomach in, four, five, six. Hold it. Exhale, breathing, one, two, three, keep the chest lifted, five, six. Inhale, elbows up, chin down. Press your middle inner thighs together. Maximum body weight on the heels, maximum expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, push the chin back with your knuckles. Look all the way back behind you. Bring the hands, palms together, nice tight grip, and elbows together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, look straight ahead, six. Exhale, one, lift the chest, two, three, hips forward, four, five, stomach in, six, hold it in. Inhale again, head down. Synchronizing the movement of the arms, the head, and the inhale, hold it there. Exhale, breathing, push the chin with the knuckles. Make sure chin resists the knuckles so that it takes the full six counts for the head to go all the way back. Inhale, one, elbows up, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, push the chin, four, look back, five, six. A few more, please. Inhale, elbows lift up. Now maintain complete depression of the abdominal wall, maximum expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, lift the chest up, push your chin slowly back. Drop the shoulders down so they completely relax, elbows together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, stomach in, four, five, six. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look way back, four, five, six. Two more. Inhale, elbows lift up. Suck in your stomach, complete depression of the abdominal wall, maximum expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, lift the chest up, push your chin back. Drop the shoulders down, but keep the chest lifted, spine decompressing. Last one, please. Inhale, elbows lift up, chin down. Suck in your stomach, breathe in more, everybody, a little bit more at the top. Exhale, push the chin slowly back. Drop the shoulders, bring the hands, palms together, nice tight grip, and elbows come together. Very nice. Change, please. Arms down to the side. I'm in the middle of troubleshooting why the camera, it's not your problem if you can't see me. It's something happens with my camera on this new machine. I'll restart it at some point, but maybe after Eagle Pose. So just, oh, I can see you just fine. Everything looks great. I've got to figure out what's going on with this. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin, thumbs with the throat. But it only happens during class, so I can't, you know, it's hard to. Anyway, we'll figure it out. Let's begin. Inhale, elbows lift up towards the ceiling. Suck in your stomach, depressing abdominal wall. Now try to expand the rib cage to the sides a little bit more. Good. Exhale, breathing. Lift the chest up. Push your chin slowly back. Hands, palms come together. Get a nice tight grip. And elbows come together. Inhale, elbows lift. Chin presses down into the knuckles. Create a little pressure between chin and knuckles, stretching the fingers all the way to the ends. Exhale, lift up the breastbone. Drop the shoulders. Pull the stomach in, hips forward at the same time. Exhale as much as you can. Inhale, one, elbows up. Two, three, four, keep the weight to the heels. Six, hold it. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look back, four, five, little more strength at the end, six, elbows together. Inhale, head down, elbows lift up. Keep the body weight to the heels, please. Middle inner thighs pressing together. That's it. Exhale, lift the chest up. Both sides of the waist, both armpits stay lifted. Hands, palms come together, and elbows together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, elbows together on six. Inhale again, head down, elbows lift up. Now keep the weight to the heels at the end of the inhale. Try to breathe in more, everybody, and a little bit more. Exhale, keep the chest lifted, push the chin back. Spine is stretching up towards the ceiling, decompressing, just the neck backward bends. Inhale, only the arms, head, and neck move. The rib cage expands too, but the spine, the hips, and the legs are absolutely still. Exhale, push the chin back, and those body parts are contracted. Hips, thighs, and spine stretch up towards the ceiling. Inhale, head down, a few more in the first set. Synchronize all of the movements. So you do everything purposefully, and we move all together. It's so wonderful. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, halfway, four, five, palms together, six, elbows together. Last one, please. Inhale, head down, elbows lift up. Breathe in as much as possible. Exhale, push the chin back with the knuckles. Look way back. Try to see the wall behind you. Hands, palms together, and elbows together. Very good. Change, please. Arms down to the side. I'm going to restart really quick and come back. I'm going to ask you to do the arms over the head, little warm-up to the sides on your own, and I'll be right back, okay? This shouldn't take long. Go ahead and do the half moon warm-up. I'll be right back. Let's do arms over the head again, sideways, hands, palms together, point your fingers up. All right, maximum body weight on the heels, chin up, arms back. Take a deep breath, the chest and hands slide up. Try to touch the ceiling, reach up and over to the right side of the room. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. So keep the maximum body weight on the heels, middle inner thighs pressed together. The hips forward to open up the front of the hips is really a muscle contraction, tailbone down, lower abdomen in, trying to get the pelvis more upright. So when you figure this out, you'll have the body more in a straight line from the side view, nothing sticking out or nothing sticking forward. Now bring the arms back and chin up, opening up the chest. There you go, Jessica, very good. And rib cage a little bit more. Push your hips to the left and reach out to the right, keeping both hips in one line parallel to the front wall. Bring the right armpit, chest, and shoulder a little bit forward. That's good, Resham. Now arms back just a touch. Come down. Push, everybody. Push. Suck in your stomach. Push. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. All right, reset. Bring the maximum body weight on the heels. Arms back, chin up. That's good, Ramit. Inhale, lift the chest and hands up. Try to touch the ceiling, then stretch up and over to the left. Push your hips to the right, maintaining maximum body weight on the heels. So the body weight tends to creep forward to the toes. So moment by moment, breath by breath, every time you inhale, whatever works. Eventually, it's continuously. You check maximum body weight on the heels. Tailbone down, stomach in. Come down, push your hips to the right side. Now, the upper body, I want you to open up a little bit. So you can lift your chin, please, when you inhale, arms back a little bit. Squeeze the hands, nice tight grip. Reach out to the left side. Now, suck in your stomach, come down, everybody. Push your hips to the right, weight on the heels, come down, and push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Now, for the backward bend, take a nice deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back, as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you, not only bending the spine, but starting to move the shoulders. So now push your hands beyond the face. Try to touch whatever you're looking at behind you. The elbows will go beyond the face in time. Now take a deep breath. Exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward and the thighs forward. Maximum body weight on the heels. Middle inner thighs press together. Everybody reach back. Try to straighten the elbows a little bit more. Keith, try to touch the back wall. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, slowly come forward, maximum body weight to the toes, really the base of the toes, please, on the way down. If needed, you can bend your knees, walk your hands down the thighs. If you have any tightness in the lower back, that is fine. Otherwise, reaching out and touching the floor in front of you quite a bit. Little warm-up if necessary, move the hips back and forth, bend the right knee, then the left, right, left, right, left. Now, on an exhale, semicircle the hands around behind you. Scoop up the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Very nice, Amy. Then you pull, once you get the heels, to stretch the body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. So you have no gap anywhere between the upper body and the legs. Now, when you exhale, push the knuckles and the balls of the feet down as part of your pulling on the heels. All of this helps you to stretch the spine down towards the floor. Press the chest to the knees. Press the abdomen to the thighs. When you exhale, press the knuckles and toes down. Upper body slides down the legs and the top of the head gets closer to the tops of the feet. Trying to keep the face on the shins, release the heels, hands together behind you. Then semicircle the hands back around. Good, that's good effort. Lindsay, interlace the fingers. Come up, arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. And arms down to the sides. Breathe in and out by the nose. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms stretch over the head sideways in a big, big sweep. Interlace hands, point your fingers up, chin up. All right, weight on the heels, arms back. Take a deep breath, stretch up as tall as possible. Keep that lift, bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left. So that huge energy and lift and decompression of your inhale, try to maintain throughout the entire posture. While doing this, push your hips to the left, breathe as smoothly as possible. Middle inner thighs pressed together, weight on the heels. So now you are in the posture. You started it, you got to some limit in the posture. Now the main task is to hold still and breathe normally. That doesn't mean you cannot refine the posture. You can still do a little bit, chin up. That's good, Rama, what you just did lifting. Chest up, right shoulder forward, but still coming down at the same time. So we're trying to coordinate so many different body part controls at the same time. While you push your hips to the left and reach to the right, open up the chest more, come down, push, push, one more time, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Weight on the heels, arms back, chin up. Take a deep breath, the hands and chest slide straight up. Try to touch the ceiling, then go to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right. Maintaining normal breathing in and out by the nose. Depression of the abdominal wall. So suck in the abdomen, tailbone down, and then open up the chest. Left shoulder forward, chin up, arms back. And then you hold it. Come down, push your hips to the right. Take your hands and push them out to the left side of your room, hips pushing to the right for three, stomach in, two. Weight stays all the way to the heels. One. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, backward bending. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears for 10 counts, breathing normally. 9, 8, look way back. 7, 6, tip the chin back. 5, 4, take a deep breath. 3, 2, hips, stomach, and thighs push forward. 1. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Now slowly come forward. Try to keep the chin up, arms with your ears, reach out in front of you. So when you touch the floor, eventually, not as a beginner, just bend your knees, carefully come to the floor. Eventually your hands are quite a bit away from your feet when you touch the floor. The warm-up is something that you do if needed, but eventually not needed. Then draw the circle on the floor, hands behind the heels, press the abdomen to the thighs, chest to the knees, and scoop up the heels. Pull on your heels to stretch the body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Try to get the face on the legs, eyes open. Elbows pressing towards the back wall. Now you hold it. You have found a limit in the posture, which we need to find the limit. It's important not to avoid the limit, but not to push beyond it mindlessly. It's a very sweet spot that we are looking for and discovering fresh every time. Yes, it might be similar to yesterday, but be focused in the present moment about it. Can I go a little further with something? Can I bring the elbows back a little more? Can I exhale, push the knees back anymore? Even if I didn't do it yesterday, someday there's something new that will happen. It might be today. Push the knees back, try to lock the knees. Bring the hands back around just like you did. Straighten the elbows, draw the circle on the floor till hands come together. Interlace the fingers and then come back up. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms relax down to the sides. Yeah. You can just have the fresh mind about it. Every single class, every moment of every class, it's excellent. Right foot step out to the right. And if you don't have to be harsh with yourself. You just start fresh again. Right foot step out 6 inches between your feet. Inhale, arms up parallel to the floor, tricep muscles contracted. Stretch all the way as if beyond the fingertips, as if you're going to touch the wall in front of you. Now exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet in flat position. 100% body weight on your heels. Make sure the feet are exactly parallel to each other. I think, Ramit, you could bring the feet closer to each other by 1 or 2 inches. Yeah, that looks good from the side view. Okay. Now, suck in your stomach, everybody. Tightening up. Rib cage visible from the front view. Lock the elbows, Keith. Yep. Get the arms energized all the way to the fingertips, please. Touch the wall in front of you. Lean back at the same time. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay right there. Stand up on your tiptoes as high as possible. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest, your spine, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Pick one point to focus on, eyes don't move. Exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, sit right down on the tops of the toes. Push your heels up, knees up, sitting down in the chair so the thighs are immediately parallel to the floor. Come up higher on the tiptoes, arms energized, stretch forward, try to touch the wall in front of you. Come up higher on the tiptoes, everybody, ankles press forward. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there, bring the heels down. Come up a little bit on your toes, knees together. Inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Now very slowly sit down, keeping the knees together all the way down. Leaning against the imaginary wall. Tailbone points down, stomach in. That's it, Amy. That's it. Hold it in now. Try to take some deep breaths while sucking in the stomach. I realize at first this is very difficult. The mind is like, well, I can't breathe. What are you trying to have me do? I know. Just try again. Sometimes the abdomen will have to come out, but then you try again, suck it in, and breathe deeply into the rib cage. Looks very nice, everyone. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. Inhale, slowly come up, knees pressing together, leaning against the imaginary wall. All the way back up. Very nice. Heels down, feet together, arms down to the sides. I just had this thought of making someone else the presenter at some point. So I don't know what you guys see on your end, but if you see someone doing the posture, it's better than looking at my face probably, right? It's just my head. Not very helpful. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, sit down, stick your hips out behind you, maximum body weight on your heels. Go ahead, begin, please, thighs parallel to the floor. Stretch forward, nothing loose, nothing hanging. That applies to the entire length of your arms, not only the triceps. Now lift your chest up, lean your upper body back. Try a little bit more to fall down backwards and stretch forward at the same time. Inhale, breathing, come up, please. Arms look great, tree. Stand up on the tiptoes as high as possible. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest, your entire spine, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus one point. Now stomach in, sit down on the tops of the toes for 10 counts only, heels up. 9, come up higher on the toes. 8, thighs parallel to the floor. 7, that's it, Rama, heels up a little more. 6, push the ankles forward. 5, 4, heels higher. Three, a little bit more Resham. Heels up. Two, upper body back. One. Yeah, they're starting to move. Come up, please. That's good. Heels down. Come up a little bit on your toes. Knees pressed together. Inhale, stomach, and stretch your spine up first and sit down slowly. Now you take 10 counts minimum to get all the way down there. All the way down. Leaning against the imaginary wall. Stretch forward to the fingertips. Try to touch the wall in front of you all the way down. Tops of the shoulders, stay down, please. Stomach in, chin up. Now, once you're sitting close to the heels, keep the knees together. Push them down and forward a little bit. Arms and thighs both parallel to the floor. Spine perfectly straight, stretching up towards the ceiling in the middle. Inhale, breathing. Come up without leaning forward. Super stomach in to do it. You can do it. Upper thighs, lower abdomen, you'll feel them. It's good news. They are alive and working. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Sometimes we have this tendency to not want to feel something, right? Especially we don't want to feel pain, but it's okay if you feel some intensity in the posture. Not injury pain, but something intense. It's okay. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing the right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face. You may interlace the fingers if needed. Now pull your elbows down to get the fingertips below the nose. Second, your stomach. Sit down in the imaginary chair behind you. Weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Stay down here with the hips. Lift your right leg as high as possible over the left. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. Put the right foot behind the left calf muscle. All five toes visible in the mirror. If you can't wrap the foot yet, sit down a little lower. Bring the hips down. Thighs lower. That's it. Good, Ramit. So the thighs become parallel to the floor, just like the first part of awkward pose. Now, pull the elbows down, stomach in. Bring your upper body back at the end. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing the left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. You may interlace the fingers as a beginner. Eventually, palms flat, fingers straight, fingertips below the nose by pulling the elbows down. Second, your stomach. Sit down in the same chair, nice and low, thighs parallel to the floor. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now lift your left leg up, trying to stay seated, meaning keep the right knee bent. Keep your hips down low when you lift the left leg up and over the right. Try to create a little more pressure between the thighs. This is the twisting like ropes. Sit down more. Pull the elbows down more. Suck in your stomach, upper body back at the end. Come up again, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm, second set. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face. All right, pull the elbows down. Your hands should be just in front of the mouth. Not too far away, but not touching. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair, weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. As quickly as you can, lift your right leg over the left. Cross your legs. Press the thighs together. Twist like ropes. That's it. So you've shifted the body weight from 2 feet to 1 foot. Quite quickly, and you've either gained some balance or you wobbled and then caught yourself. Now, bring the top knee to the right, right wrist a little straighter, hands right in front of the mouth. Sit down more, upper body back at the end. Come up, please. Feet together, last one. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair, weight on the heels, all the way down. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now, as quickly as you can, just go left leg up over the right, trying to keep the torso straight. Sometimes the body will lean to compensate. I understand, that's normal. But in time with practice, the muscles and your decision to try to keep the spine straight will keep the body more upright when you lift the leg. Now, once the leg is crossed, bring the top knee to the left. Left wrist straightens out. Pull the elbows straight down, sit down more. You're getting the hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line. Right below the nose. Come up again. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Bring the arms down to the sides. Stand and breathe. Shoulders completely relaxed. Good start of the warm-up here. We call many things the warm-up. Breathing exercise is the warm-up. Through ego pose is the warm-up. The whole standing series is the warm-up. So I guess we're always just warming up for something, right? Class is the warm-up for the day, yes? All right, standing head to knee pose, feet together nicely. Bring your right leg up. Exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, 2 inches below your toes. If you can't reach the foot yet, put your hands on both sides of the knee or both sides of the calf muscle, eventually both sides of the ankle. So you're rounding the spine. Right thigh is up, parallel to the floor. The right foot is in front of you and you're balanced. Now, standing leg solid, concrete, unbroken. Inhale, breathing slowly, very gently. Right leg lift up. As long as you have the foot in your hands, right leg lifts up and stretches forward. And if you don't have the foot yet, you are still rounding the spine, balancing, getting 100% possible benefit from the posture right now. Now, once the leg is up, take a deep breath. Simultaneously, kick the right heel forward and suck in your stomach, creating a tremendous stretch sensation all over underneath the right leg, all the way to the foot and the toes. Once you can, balance with both legs locked and breathe normally there. Bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go below the calf muscle. Better shoulders, Kavita, that's very nice. Keep sucking in the stomach, shoulders stay away from the ears. Now try to reverse out of it, arms straight to get out. Yes, bend the knee, feet together, arms down. It's much better. Yeah, very good. Left leg up, please. Thigh parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Exhale, coil down. Pick up your left foot in front of you. In front of you means the foot is not underneath you. It's visible. If you were to look down, you can see your hands grab your foot. And I don't mean in the mirror. I mean the actual foot in the hands. Now, standing leg solid, concrete, unbroken. Take a deep breath. Left leg slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. Now, part of the standing leg being locked is the weight distributed equally all over the foot. Make sure it doesn't go to the heel. Push the front of the foot down, the base of the toes pressed to the floor. Now, on the lifted leg, kick the heel forward, suck in your stomach, turn the toes back. Once you can balance with both legs locked, bring the elbows down, but keep your shoulders away from the ears. Suck in your stomach a little bit more. Elbows will touch the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Hold here, stomach in, breathing normally. Reverse the movement out of the posture, arms straight, bend the knee, feet together, and arms relaxed to the sides. Second set, bring your right leg up, take a nice deep breath. Exhale, stomach in, coil down front side, pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Thanks for adjusting the view, Rama and Rachel, that's nice. Once you have the grip, yep, inhale, breathing, right leg, lift up and stretch forward. You can lift your chest up a little bit as you lift the leg up. Exactly, Rachel, that's it. Chest up, drop the shoulders a little bit. Kick the heel gently, but continuously forward while you're sucking in the stomach. Then bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once your elbows go below the calf muscle and stay there, exhale, breathing. Bring your chin partway to the chest and hold for a moment. Try to round the spine a little more. Upper inner thighs squeeze together. Touch your forehead on your knee. Slowly reverse out of the posture when you're done. That's all right, take a moment. If you just got somewhere, feet together, arms down to the sides. Last one, standing head to knee pose. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, 2 inches below the toes. Now distribute the body weight equally all over the right foot. Inhale, breathing, left leg slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. Nice, Jessica. Chest can come up a little bit, drop the shoulders down. Yes, it's just a small amount. Kick the heel forward, stomach in. Once you can balance with both legs locked, bring the elbows down. It's very good to reach. You can straighten the elbows and reach for the foot, stomach in. Yes, exactly. Contract abdominal muscles. Go ahead, Amy. Squeeze upper inner thighs together. Arms squeeze in towards the calf muscle, shoulders away from the ears. You got it. 3, breathing normally. 2, 1. Change again. Stand up, feet together, arms down to the sides. Standing bone pulling pose is next. Bring your right hand out in front of you, elbow touching the body. Pretend you're holding something in your hand. Turn your hand out to the right, keeping the palm up. Straighten your elbow, grab the ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together. Or you start from the outside and class by class, work your hand towards the toes, eventually around them. Left arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. Bring your knees together to start with. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling first. Now, charge your upper body forward. At the same time, kick your right leg straight back and up as hard as possible until the foot comes up over the head. Toes point straight up towards the ceiling. Charge forward so the body weight goes more to the ball of the foot, not as much body weight to the heel. Good, Lindsay, I can see it. Shift the weight forward, charge forward. Now, kick up to meet the charging forward. Bring your upper body down from the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Arm is better, Keith. Keep it up and lifted, stretching forward. It's okay if the fingers shake a little bit. Just push the fingertips forward, wrist straight, fingers included. There you go. Now stretch forward and kick equally, everybody. Bring the left shoulder forward, right shoulder back to get two shoulders in one line, right shoulder invisible from the front view. Now charge forward and kick for five, bring the body down, four. Three, kick harder, two, a little bit more at the end, one. Change, feet together, arms down to the sides, breathe in and out by the nose. Left hand out in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the left, straighten your elbow, grab the left ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Right arm slides up in front of you, palm facing forward. Bring the knees together, please. Before you come forward, big effort to try to touch the ceiling on an inhale. Go ahead, stretch up, and then forward. Charge forward on the right side. All the way from the right pelvis to the right hand fingertips. Charging, stretching, sliding forward, everything. All the energy there going towards the wall in front of you. Now, with the left leg, you use 100% energy to kick straight up towards the ceiling. So in a sense, it's not 50-50, it's 100-100. You're using 100% effort to stretch and 100% effort to kick, but they balance each other out. Now bring your body down from the right hip joint until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Keep the chin up a little bit so you're looking straight ahead. Now bring the body down and kick. Right shoulder forward, left shoulder back. Kick up a little harder at the end, please. Change. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Second set. Right hand out in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the right, grab the right ankle, holding from the inside. Left arm up in front of you, palm forward. All right, inhale. First thing you do is stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Charge forward and kick back for 20 counts. Chin up. 19, 18, 17. Standing leg lock. 16, 15, 14. Keep the eyes up. Keep the chin up for 12. There you go. 11. Arm up. 10, 9. Stretch forward. 8. All the way to the fingertips. 7. Bring the body down. 6, 5. Kick more. 4. Keep kicking. 3, stretch and kick, 2, equally the same, 1, change again, feet together, arms down. Last one, left hand out in front, turn it out to the left, grab the left ankle, all five fingers together, right arm slides up in front of you, palm forward. Alright, so one thing you can try, keep the chin up. Right now your face is approximately parallel to the wall in front of you, right? You want to keep that throughout the posture. Just try a little bit. If you can't do it all the way, inhale, try to touch the ceiling, charge forward and kick up, 20 counts, 19, 18, 17. So the head, 16, doesn't drop, 15, 14, standing leg locked, 13, 12, take a deep breath, 11, 10, right armpit and elbow, 9, stretch forward, 8, 7, left shoulder back kick, 6, 5, body down, 4, try to touch the wall, 3 in front of you, 2, kick up harder, 1, change again, feet together, arms down to the sides. Start to move some things in the neck and shoulders. Just by these little inputs, just by picking the chin up a little bit, it affects a lot of stuff back here. All right, you may step to the back of your mat if needed, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers across your thumbs. Step onto your right foot, please lock both legs, left toes pointed off the floor. Take a nice deep breath, stretch up once more, and then come down, upper body down, left leg up. Natural human traction from the beginning. Squeeze your hands, palms, reach forward, away from the top of the head, and the left toes stretch back. So it's as if I'm grabbing the hands, pulling them forward, grabbing the foot, pulling them back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms and ears together, like glue, nothing changes there. Step onto the left foot. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, come down. The only joint that you move into the posture is left hip joint. Your arms, head, neck, spine, and right leg, they all stay straight, just like they were when you were trying to touch the ceiling. Come down more, leg up, body down, leg up. Now stretch from hands all the way to the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together. Arms down to the sides, breathe in and out by the nose. Second set, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, point your fingers up, chin up. Step onto the right foot, please lock both legs. Now stand on one foot, try to balance here, standing straight up. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Now come down, body down, leg up. Body weight a little more to the toes, please. Charge forward, stretch forward. Now, step in your stomach. In time, you will have both hips in one line parallel to the floor, but you need super stomach in and lots of natural traction. Inhale, breathing, come up. You are doing the traction on your own self. Big step onto the left foot, standing on one leg. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, chin up. Yes, good, Rachel. Come down, body down, leg up. You're having better control, Kevin, of arms and neck. Right, arms and head together. Keep charging forward. Body down, leg up, come down, leg up. Now stretch forward and back equally the same. Good, Therese, charge forward, go forward, try to touch the wall in front of you. Inhale, come up. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Next is standing separate leg in stretching pose. Step to the left side of your mat if you have room, please. If you don't have room, you can turn on your mat. All right, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure your two heels are in one line, feet slightly pigeon-toed. Lock the legs, stomach in, inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and then forward towards the mirror. Begin, please. Roll forward, keep the weight to the toes all the way down and keep the arms stretching out to the sides for as long as you can. When you can't come forward anymore, grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. If you can't reach the heels, you can grab outsides of the feet or slide the fingertips underneath the toes. Hands on the floor in front of the feet is where you might need to start, but bend your fingers so you can get the fingernails and first knuckles on the floor. Now, if you have the heels, make sure legs are locked. Pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor from the lower spine, lengthening the spine with the help of gravity, but using your muscles to stretch the body down. So you can pull, but in time, just press the knuckles and toes down and touch the forehead to the floor. Chest stretches down, whole spine stretching. Bring the arms out sideways, head up. Slowly come up. There's no rush getting out of this. Once you're upright again, inhale, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the sides. When you move deliberately, you do it at exactly the correct speed. It's just perfect. When you're paying attention to the body parts and your breathing. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms down parallel to the floor. Palms face down, toes turn in. Lock the legs, inhale, stretch the spine up and forward. So when you pay attention to the body parts, go ahead slowly into the posture. Reach out with your arms. You feel when you hit a limit. You feel if you're starting to do too much. Grab the heels from the outside or hands on the outsides of the feet under the toes or hands on the floor. But you also notice when you start to leave the present moment, right? It's all determined by your commitment to pay attention. You see if you check out and go on autopilot mode, and then you can just get right back into it at that moment. Pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Kneecaps lifted as part of legs locked, but also the upper thigh, upper quadricep contract close with your hips. Hold here. Elbows can come to the shins if you're pulling shoulders away from the ears a little bit more. That's better, Kavita. Keep going. Elbows back, shoulders up. Now bring the hands, arms out to the sides, chin up. Slowly come up. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Just that one commitment. I am committing to paying attention. Yeah? It's quite simple. Triangle pulse. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms down parallel to the floor. And it's something you can do. It's not out of your, it's not out of anybody's league, because it's just one moment at a time. Push your hips forward as much as they'll go, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest. Turn your right foot all the way out so it is parallel to your front wall. Bend your right knee and sit down, please. Right thigh parallel to the floor. Now once more, push the hips forward, arms back. Take a deep breath, move your arms. Right arm down, left arm up. So the arms are in a vertical line. Right arm on the inside of the right knee. Push the knee back with the help of your right arm. So you're aiming between your big toe and second toe. Left arm straight up. Turn your head to the left, twisting the neck. Touch your chin to the left shoulder. Exactly the right side profile of your face visible from the front view. Top arm, I want you to stretch straight up towards the ceiling. Sit down at the same time. Bring the hips down and forward. Try to touch between the big and second toe. Inhale, breathing, come up. Yeah. Nice adjustments, Ramit. Little by little. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest. Turn your left foot all the way out, keeping the heel in place. Make sure the foot is all the way back parallel to the front wall. Now sit down, bend the left knee, thigh parallel to the floor. Push the hips forward, arms back, begin please. Left arm down, right arm up. The spine moves along with the arms all together as one. Push your left knee back. Make sure you're aiming between the big toe and second toe, but the elbow never goes below the knee, so upper body up please. Turn your head to the right, chin to the right shoulder. If you have a ponytail on the very middle back of your head, sweep it around over the left shoulder. That's it, Lindsay. At the same time you're pushing the left knee back, bring the left chest, rib cage, armpit forward, twisting upper back too. Now sit down. As you're stretching up, try to touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn forward. Inhale, feet step together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Any birthdays today? We'll all sing to you when it's your birthday. The solstice was yesterday at 5:43 p.m., I think, Michigan time, but now I'm not sure. So happy sunshine, wow. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms down parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn your right foot all the way out. Oh yeah, and then they decided, it seems not too long ago, that today would be International Yoga Day, so happy that. Right foot, go ahead, sit down on the right leg. But in my mind, every day is yoga day, so, you know, that's just how I am with holidays. Palms forward, turn your head to the left, chin to the left shoulder, and go ahead, push the chin with the shoulder. Push the knee back. Even with my birthday, I'm like, yeah, sure, but I want every day to feel like celebration of life. So every day, we can make it every holiday, truly. Hips forward, tailbone down. There you go. Now hold this for a moment, still as possible. I don't mind if you adjust something, but keep the body mostly still. Hips a little forward, turn and twist your spine. Good, Ramit, left leg lock. That's good twisting. Now just a little more hips forward as you're twisting upper body back. Yes, push the knee back while you're doing all of that. Inhale, breathing, come up. I know it's a lot. Turn the right toes forward. I have a good side view of one of your cameras, so I can give you extra help. Bend the left knee, sit down all the way. Thigh parallel to the floor. Now palms forward, touch your chin to the right shoulder. Begin, push your chin with the shoulder. So the arms, neck, head, and spine move as one piece. Push your knee back. And now just try to hold still. I want you to create some strength while you're holding still. Push the left foot firmly to the floor. Push the right foot firmly to the floor, contracting outer right hip and thigh muscles. With a solid lower body, you can stretch up and twist with a little more control. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Left toes turn forward. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. All right, just standing and breathing. We call that one kind of like the peak. We've just gotten to the steepest, most challenging part. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs, right foot step out to the right. Now that doesn't mean this is downhill exactly, but it's kind of level. Take a deep breath, turn on your heels, face the right side of the room, or the slope has decreased, let's call it that. Left hip forward, inhale, stretch up, tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach, exhale, and you go down. Standing, separate leg, head to knee, still has a fair amount of intensity. Go ahead, if you can't get the forehead to the right knee, bend your knee up a little bit to get the knee to the forehead, and stretch the hands forward beyond the toes. So there's still a good bit of intensity in this posture. Number one, because you've just done triangle posture, you're still standing and balancing, and you're creating compressions on the throat and the upper abdominal organs. You're reaching with the arms. So the heart rate is still going to be up, and we want the heart rate up because of the compressions in the throat and upper abdomen. Now lock the front leg, inhale, breathing, slowly come up, keeping the left hip forward. You have a higher rate of blood moving through the body. Go ahead, turn all the way around when the heart rate is up, and especially in some heat when the blood vessels are dilated. Right hip forward, inhale, stretch up, begin, please tuck your chin to the chest. And when you have more volume of blood moving through the body per 20 seconds, let's say, go ahead, forehead to the knee, bend your knee up to get the knee to the forehead. Stretch the hands forward beyond the toes, hands together. When you have that more volume of blood moving, there's more effect of these little tourniquets that we create, the little compressions on the blood vessels, and especially the blood vessels around the ductless glands. We benefit those glands when we restrict and then release the circulation in those areas. Lock the front leg, keep the chin tucked, inhale, and slowly come up. So we are exercising the blood vessels. All right, once you're all the way up, turn and face the front, feet together and arms down to the sides. Yesterday I had this image, you know, in the circulatory system, it's this network of tubes, right? We are exercising the tubes themselves, not just forcing more blood to go through the tubes, we're helping the tubes be flexible, right? And clean. Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, cross the thumbs, right foot step out to the right, 3 to 3.5 feet. Take a deep breath, turn on your heels to the right. Left hip forward all the way, left toes turned in 45 degrees. Inhale, stretch up and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. So we have flexibility of the arteries. We have regular movement of the veins, stretching, bending, squeezing. Now, in this posture, suck in your stomach the whole time. Focus on the strong exhales and small inhales. Hands forward beyond the toes. That would constitute normal breathing. That breathing is appropriate to this posture. Keeping the stomach in, sucking it in a little extra when you exhale, and trying to hold it in when you inhale. All right, lock the front leg. Nice one, Kavita. Slowly come up, arms with the head. Keep the left hip forward as you're standing up. And once you're up all the way, inhale, lift hands, chest, and toes. Turn all the way to the other side. 185 degrees, make sure you turn enough. Right hip forward, inhale, stretch up. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale. Slowly go down front side. A little more body weight to the front foot. Bend the knee if needed to get the knee and forehead together. And once they're together, keep them together. You can push your fingertips into the floor to help get the front leg locked. Shift a little more body weight to the front foot so you can get your left hip up, right hip down and forward, and time both hips in one line parallel to the floor. Now push both feet down firmly, upper inner thighs squeeze in towards each other. Quick lock the front leg a couple of times, inhale, and slowly come up. Right hip stays forward. Once you're standing straight up, turn and face the front, feet together, and arms down to the sides. Very nice. Tree pose. Stand on your mat again, feet together nicely, toes and heels touching each other. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick your right foot up. Bring the heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of the ankle with your right hand and underneath at the toes with your left. Suck in your stomach, stretch your spine, chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Very gently bring the right knee down and back. Once you can get the heel to the very top of the thigh, all the way up, touching the costume or bathing suit line. Now suck in your stomach, push the hips forward. Remember that means tailbone down, stomach in. Chest lifts up towards the ceiling. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest. Shoulders stay down, stomach in. If the foot doesn't slip at all, bring the left hand up, palms together. One more time, tailbone down, stomach in, lift up, breastbone towards the ceiling. Change, please. Bring the right foot down and arms down for a moment. Left leg, lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. You can grab, so when you grab the front of the ankle with your left hand, bring the left knee up and out using the left hand, left arm strength. And then the right hand just helps bring the foot up a little bit, but the left hand brings the whole leg up. Now, once you have the heel at the top of the thigh, slowly, very gently, left knee down and back, hips forward. When you inhale, stomach in, lift the chest. Make sure shoulders stay down. Bring the left hand up in front of the chest. If you can balance here comfortably without the foot slipping, right hand up, palms together in front of the chest. Change left foot down, arms down. For toe stand, start in tree pose. Grab the front of the ankle with your right hand. Bring the heel as high as it will go. Grab underneath at the toes with the left hand. Now, if your heel stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of the thigh, look at the floor about 4 feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight all the way down as a beginner until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips. Lower the hips down towards the heel. Once you can sit down very close to the heel or on it as a beginner, bring the arms around next to you, balancing on the fingertips, right at the sides of the body. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. When you inhale, stomach and chest up. Once you can balance here with the spine straight, bring the left hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance here, bring the right hand up, palms together in front of the chest. Hands to the floor in front of you, please push the hips up slowly. Stand up in tree pose for a moment and do a nice tree pose at the end. Look forward, please, and tree pose change. Right foot down, arms down. Now left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. If it stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of the thigh, you can start toe stand. Look at the floor and come forward. If the foot slips down or out, just wait there until the hip and knee are ready for the heel to stay up at the top of the thigh. Now once you're touching the floor, shift your weight to the fingertips, lower your hips down towards the heel. And once you can sit down, bring the arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Left toes pointed to your right, left knee down, both knees down and in. Kind of like third part of awkward pose, sucking your stomach, chest up. Rib cage may expand, but keep the stomach in. Bring one hand in front of the chest, and if you can balance, other hand comes up. Continuously knees down, chest up, stomach in. Hands to the floor in front of you, please push the hips up. Stand up in tree pose. Tree pose, look forward. Everybody change, left foot down, arms down. All right, Savasana, turn around, relax on your back. Yeah, Chidi, wow, your tree pose, that's changed a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, it's really different. Yeah.
And this.
Yeah.
A lower upper.
Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, sorry to say. All right, relax on your back, everybody. A little bit higher, Kevin, if you don't mind. Just a little bit lifted with the angle would be helpful. I can see a lot of the floor, but if possible, if you can lift the angle up just a little bit, a little more than that, if you can. This is doable. Okay, that's great. That's perfect. Now I'll be able to see camel pose too. Okay, it's looking good, everybody. Thank you for adjusting. All right, so for Savasana, start with the heels together. Arms down to the sides, close to the body, palms facing up to begin with. Completely relax the abdominal wall. Breathe in and out by the nose. Right, so I was thinking about the circulatory tubes. Okay, I'll just call them tubes. I know we call them vessels and arteries and veins. But one of the things my anatomy teacher, Gil, talks about a lot is the models that we use for our body. And I think about this all the time. Not necessarily consciously, we use a certain model for the body. If we think of the heart strictly as a pump and these tubes or vessels as pipes, it can be helpful, but it also limits us. And because I don't see the heart just as a pump, and I don't see the blood vessels just as pipes. I think they're much more dynamic than that. But in terms of the vessels, the vascular system, right, they're flexible and they need their, I believe, I experience that they need their own maintenance. We don't just need to pump stuff through them, right, harder and faster, which is what a lot of exercise asks us to do and claims that that is what we need for our cardiovascular health. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't do that, but I think it's just one limited thing that we might do to improve the vascular system. So when we stretch all of that out, when we compress it, when we squeeze it and hold, right? We hold those stretches and we hold those squeezes. I experience that we are doing something profound. And part of it is just my visualization of we're doing something profound to those tissues. Not just asking more traffic to go through faster, right? We're improving the network itself. Let's begin wind removing pose, right leg lift up. And this is all just on a physical level. There's so much else going on. Grab the leg 2 inches below the knee, pull your knee towards the shoulder. Chin down towards your chest. Look down the center line of the body. The back of the head stays on the floor, but you tuck the chin down to get the back of your neck eventually flat on the floor. Make sure the leg that you're pulling on is completely relaxed, especially the foot and right ankle relax. Pull and freeze. Don't even blink your eyes. Change right leg down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Avoiding the rib cage, creating pressure on the lower left abdomen. Excellent. Now pressures or massages on the descending colon and everything nearby there. Bring the chin down towards the chest. Look down the center line of the body. Now we have major blood vessels and we have plenty of minor ones, some very, very small. And all of these get addressed by these stretches and compressions. Bring the chin down, pull, absolutely freeze. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Grab for your elbows, each other. Couple of inches below the knees. Nice, tight grip, compact position. Feet relaxed, ankles side by side. Slowly bring your chin down towards your chest to eventually get the back of your neck flat on the floor. Suck in your stomach and hold the posture with eyes open. Good. Change again, arms and legs down. Nice and steady pace of breathing. Second set, right leg lift up. There's an element of stillness, but also activity happening. So when I say hold it, all right, pull the knee, tuck the chin, suck in your stomach, hold it. The breathing is moving. There's a certain dynamic aspect of this posture that you can notice when you are holding still and when you are committed to paying attention. You feel maybe the heartbeat, you feel the breath. Change, right leg down, arms down, left leg lift up, interlace the fingers, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. You can have so much attention on this posture. You can also go on autopilot mode and say, yeah, whatever, pulling the knee to the shoulder doesn't really need me to be here. No, sure, you can go through the motions, but if you focus on your grip, you focus on the pull, you focus on the chin tucked, you focus on the breathing, you will get so much more out of it, and it doesn't take any more time, it doesn't take any more energy. Change, left leg down, arms down. It's really just a choice. Both legs up, grab for your elbows. And that choice will bring you energy. It's energy generating. Grab 2 inches below the knee. As if you have one knee, right? Because legs are together. Chin down towards the chest, feet relaxed. Now, try to bring the shoulders away from the ears while sucking in the stomach, while tucking the chin. Everything happening simultaneously in the posture. Change, place arms and legs down, returning to Savasana. Savasana completes every posture. Now for the sit-up, feet together and flexed, arms over the head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, hold the breath, sit up. On the way down to the knees, exhale very powerfully, double dirk, grab the toes. All right, turn around, lie down on your abdomen for cobra pose. Hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with outsides of the shoulders. Glue the hands, palms firmly to the floor, elbows sticking up. Legs and feet together, hips and thigh muscles contracted. Bring the chin forward, look forward. Now take a deep breath. Everyone look up towards the ceiling and lift up. Use your 100% back strength to come up halfway. The belly button touches the floor. Rest of the upper body in the air. Tops of the feet press to the floor, press the palms down. Now come up, everybody, a little bit higher. Elbows stay in, touching the sides of the body. Now stretch your elbows down and back towards the hips to drop the shoulders down. Inhale, lift the chin up, look for the wall behind you. Slowly bring the chin to the floor, arms straighten out. Turn your head to the right. Let everything completely relax. So now when you breathe, the abdominal wall can't really go anywhere because the floor is in the way, but that will cause the shift to be up into the back. The movement will happen away from the floor when you breathe. So that's a great thing to pay attention to in Savasana. It is happening in the present moment. Second set, chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. All right, no spaces between the fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Now drop the shoulders down to touch the fingertips, elbows sticking up. All right, squeeze elbows in a little bit too. Keith, can you bring your hands lower underneath you? They're a little bit too high. I want your shoulders to the floor, Keith, and chin on the floor. Yeah, chin forward. Okay, see how high the elbows are sticking up? That's good. Now push the palms down, lock the legs, inhale, lift up. Go ahead, please. That's good, Keith. That starting position is important. Yep, very good. Push the palms down, chest up. Elbows in, elbows down and back, shoulders down. Now you're in cobra posture. Come up high enough so that you feel contraction of the back muscles, but belly button stays on the floor. Now, take a deep breath. Lift the chin, the collarbones, and neck straight up towards the ceiling. Look for the wall behind you. Come down, place chin on the floor. Straighten the elbows. And then turn your head to the left. Let everything relax. Locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring the arms underneath the body. Eventually, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Spread the fingers apart from each other. This is the only one where we purposefully have the wide fingers. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Look forward. Lock your right leg. Point the toes. Right leg, lift up. Please come up to a 45-degree angle, everybody. Knees straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor at the fingertips. Push the arms down. Lift your leg up from your upper thigh. Come up a little bit, everybody. Lift up. Keep going. Hold it. Right leg lower down. Now, relax the right leg. Lock your left leg. Then, left leg. Lift up. Go ahead, please. Knees straight, toes pointed. Push the hands down. In time, the arms will be flat. Shoulders pressing down. Even the neck will be flat on the floor. Left leg lower down. But you have to give that time. Neck and shoulders need time. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. So you never force it, but just try each time. Now, once you have the mouth on the towel, readjust the arms. Do not turn the head or move the neck in the posture. Inhale, breathing both legs. Everybody lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up. That's it. Everybody go up. Push the hands down. Bring the legs up. If the legs have separated, bring them back in together and come up a little higher at the end. Lower the legs. Remove the arms. Turn your head to the right. So I'm thinking of major vessels, right? But also the very small ones where we exercise them. And all the effects that this has. I mean, I think sometimes if somebody comes in here and it's really hard for them to backbend, it might be muscle stiffness. But it could be stiffness of other tissues, too. It's not probably only muscles that limit our movement, right? You can have scar tissue. You could have hardened vessels all over the body, right, that limit movement. So I just think it's helpful to realize we're going so much deeper than muscles here, not just a muscle stretching class. All right, turn the hands over, palms down. And I know you already know that, but you can visualize it even more deeply for your own self when you're practicing. Chin forward, look forward. Lock the right leg, point the toes, right leg lift up. 10 counts, go up. 9, 8, knees straight. 7, 6, 5, push the hands down. 4, hold it here. 3, 2, 1, right leg lower down. Relax the right leg, lock your left leg lift up. 10 counts, 9, knees straight. 8, 7, push the hands down. 6, 5, 4, hold it still. 3, 2, 1, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in, mouth on the towel, readjust the hands, arms a little straighter. Make sure you do not turn the head to the side. Inhale, breathing both legs. Everybody lift up. 10 counts, go up. 9, 8, you can do it. 7, 6, push hands down. 5, 4, legs up. 3, upper inner thighs. 2, squeeze and lift. 1, lower the legs. Take the arms out and then turn your head to the left. Full locust pose. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides of the body. Like airplane wings, all five fingers together on each hand. Thumbs included with the index fingers. Legs and feet together. So it's like cobra pose, like a cobra tail. One leg, don't open it. Take a deep breath, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are on the floor. So you bring the upper body up as high as possible, legs up as high as possible. So you feel what you feel touching the floor. You pay attention to that. If you feel some of your abdomen on the floor, lift the chest a little more. If you feel some of your thighs on the floor, lift the legs a little higher. Now lift the chin, lift the face, exhale, come up once more at the end. Slowly lower the body down. After you're down there, bring your arms down to the sides. Turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor, arms out to the sides again, all five fingers together on each hand. Legs together as one leg. Now push your fingertips out to the sides, away from the center of the chest, now and throughout the posture. Take a deep breath, go ahead, lift everything up, arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Without hesitating, without anticipating, right, just squeeze and lift. Come up as high as you can, and then figure out your breathing. Every day, it may be a little different, maybe a lot different. Just hold and breathe. Feel some contraction of the lift. Now when you inhale, push the fingertips out to the side walls, away from center of the chest. Bring the legs a little higher. Now inhale, lift, and on that exhale, lift even more. Come down, please. Chin touches the floor, arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Bow poses next. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, a couple of inches below the toes, please. All five fingers together on each hand. Knees and feet 6 inches apart. So the arms and wheels are like arms and legs are like two wheels in one base. Chin on the floor, look forward. Take a deep breath. Everybody kick up. Both legs lift up. Both thighs come up off the floor. Kick without intermission. That means without any break. It is continuous, just like your commitment to paying attention becomes continuous attention, moment by moment. Now roll forward onto the abdomen, looks good. Legs are a great distance apart, Jessica. Now just lift the chin up, lift the face up, push your hands and feet up while you're kicking up a little more at the end. Come down, please. Knees and chin touch the floor. Arms down, turn your head to the right. Jessica, your kick is very high, your spine looks very even. How does that one feel?
Feels good.
Feels good?
Okay. Yeah.
The only thing I could see really is just work on pushing the collarbones, neck, and chin straight up. You don't have to drop them back. Just try to lift that part, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's try second set. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes. Knees 6 inches apart. Now grab the feet firmly enough so that you can straighten the wrists. It might take a little while to figure out, that's okay. Yeah, inner part of the wrist round, it pushes in. I think you're getting it there. So the shoulders can just be loose and open. Take a deep breath, everybody kick up continuously. Press the knees and thighs off the floor using the muscles of the upper thighs, the muscles around the hips, gluteus, and then lower spine as well. Not too much pressure close to the knees. Roll forward onto the abdomen. So the knees are as high off the floor as the shoulders. Now, while you're kicking, lift the chin, neck, and collarbones up. A little bit more thighs up, Amy. Keep pressing thighs up higher off the floor. Kick once more at the end. Change again. Chin and knees to the floor, arms down. Turn your head to the left. Fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat. Everybody sit on your heels, knees, and feet together for a moment. Then lift your hips up, separate your feet, lower your hips to the floor between your heels. Make sure the feet stay straight. You never turn the feet out. And if you can't sit down all the way, you just hang out there, wait, and do it again tomorrow and then the next day. All right, now if you can sit on the floor comfortably, put your hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside. Fingers outside or fingers forward. Then lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Drop your head back to the floor. Top of the head, back of the head. Eventually shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. Then arms over the head, grabbing your elbows. Pull your forearms into the ground. Bring your chin down towards your chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, creating a perfect human bridge. If your knees feel fine right now, you can bring the knees back together, but make sure the knees never come off the floor. Bring your hands back to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows, lift your chest up. Come back up in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, hold it. Sit up, powerful, complete, forced exhalation on the way to the knees. All right, now, second set. Sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. Those exhales are so energizing, the sit-up exhales. I'll talk more about that later. All right, sit on the heels, lift your hips up, separate the feet, lower the hips to the floor. Feet straight, no turning. All right, now, once your hips are touching the floor, then you can go back. But while you're still hovering above the feet there, the body weight right above your hips is actually helpful. So you can just, there you go, Rami, you can just wait. Just hang out, relax. I know the ankles will feel some pressure for some time. If it's too much, you can walk your hands a little forward and take some of the weight off of the ankles if needed, or the knees if needed. If you're all the way back, chin tucked, chest and abdomen lifting towards the ceiling. Very nice, everyone. Hands to the feet. With help of the elbows, come back up in the middle, chest up, spine straight. Head comes out last. All right, turn around, relax on your back. When I was practicing this morning, I did the full 90 minutes, I thought of an Etch-a-Sketch and how you shake it. You know, if you want to clear it quickly, you shake it pretty intensely, right? And I was reminded of that, the exhale of the sit-up. It's like you're just clearing as quickly as you can that whole inhale you took before you lifted, just all at once. Now, there's a little bounce, and sometimes the teacher will say double jerk. It might come out with a second puff of air, but just plan on getting all the air out at once. Head is coming to the knees, right? Knees might be a little bent, that's fine, but if you do a little jerk, a little bounce at the end, that's just maybe pushing out a little extra air that you might not have otherwise, but plan on getting it all out at once and you'll see how it feels. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it in. Sit up on the way down to the knees. All right, and then it's like, oh, whoa, it's a new day after that. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Like, just start from scratch, every single posture. Sit on the heels, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Stretch up and then forward, keeping the hips on the heels. Touch your forehead to the floor. Side edges of the pinky fingers touching the floor, wrists in the air. Press the palms together. Now, keeping the hips as close to the heels as possible, inhale and stretch the arms forward. Shoulder blade, scapula slide forward, out of the body a little bit, or away from the hips, really. Wrists in the air. So only the side edges of the pinky fingers are touching the floor. Inhale, stretch forward again, come up, arms and head together. Bring the arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Go from asana to savasana. Oh, Kevin, question, yes. Yes, dear, go ahead.
There's a strange stuff with everyone else here.
You're getting some better. Has that been like that the whole class?
No, it started a few minutes ago. I'm wondering if everyone else hears the fiddle.
Was anyone else hearing like a rhythmic, any kind of noise? Kavita? Let's see. Kavita?
Now it's gone.
Now it's gone? Kavita, are you hearing anything?
Here.
Yeah?
No.
No, you're not hearing. Okay. So, you guys, let's see. Resham, are you hearing it in the background?
Yeah.
You are hearing it. Okay. It seems it depends on the person. I didn't do anything here different that I know of. But thank you for telling me. I appreciate knowing. I want to make this all as good as I can. All right. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, second set, half tortoise pose. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross the thumbs. Inhale, stretch up tall and come forward. Forehead to the floor, side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor. Wrists in the air. Now, once you're here, right, you're stretching continuously. Hips pressing back, fingers sliding forward. Suck in your stomach and take a few deep breaths, ribcage expanding and slowly contracting back in. And then you do it again, but keep the stomach in so you feel the ribcage move. You feel it even move around to the back and the sides. Inhale, stretch forward, arms and ears together, come back up. Bring the arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Any change, Kevin? Okay, I'll tell you, I just changed one thing at a time. I unplugged the power, right? So I'm on battery now. There's so much funny troubleshooting. But I just unplugged.
It stopped a couple minutes ago.
Okay, it might have been when I unplugged my machine. All the things you will never guess about a laptop are coming out right now. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale. Double jerk head to the knees. All right, camel pose. Stand up on your knees, 6 inches between the knees and 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands on your hips or lower back, fingers pointing towards the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Go back halfway, stop in the middle, breathing normally. So that means you try to bend your spine as completely as you can, as fully as possible, and hold it for a moment, breathing normally. Then right hand down, grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Then left hand down, full palm grip, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips, stomach, and thighs forward without intermission. Keep pushing hips forward. The feet are on the floor, very steady. Tip the chin back. One more hips forward, everybody. Now keep that hips forward effort. Bring the hands one at a time back to your hips or low back. Inhale, push the hips forward, lift the chest up, come back up in the middle, chin down last. Excellent. Now turn around, relax on your back. Now I'm going to turn the headset on, Kevin, and it probably won't come back. All right, and hopefully the sound, is my voice coming through just as clearly just now? Okay. Yay, okay. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a nice deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale. Double jerk, head to the knees. Second set, camel pose. Stand up on your knees, 6 inches between the knees and 6 inches between the feet. Hands on the jeans pockets as a beginner, but then higher on the low back. Pinkies eventually side by side. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward first. Now, breastbone and chin can lift up a little bit to do the back bend. Go ahead, please. Bring the back of the head towards your lower back. You can contract the back muscles, not only rely on gravity. Right hand down, grab the right heel, thumb outside, 4 fingers inside, left hand down, same thing. Full palm, grip on each full heel. Exhale, push your hips forward without intermission. Sometimes they push forward and then they stop without you realizing. So if you commit to paying attention, am I pushing my hips forward? Oh, I can do it a little more. Now I'll tip the chin back. Still, I am relaxed, breathing normally. Without moving the head, neck, or spine, bring the hands back up one at a time. Push your hips forward. Inhale, lift the chest up, and head comes out last. Turn around, relax on your back. I'll tell you what. All of you who can hear me right now, you are very committed to this process, showing up, adapting to this situation. And I mean, you've been on so regularly. It's just amazing. I'm glad to know you. I'm really happy that we know each other. Yeah, it's really good. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, double jerk, exhale, strong one. All right, rabbit pose. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet. We say grab with a towel if you need to, if you're slippery, but eventually you just grab the skin to skin. All right, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, look at your stomach. Bring your forehead to the knees. Now, as you've come down, if you need to get a better grip, that's fine. Lift your hips up, roll forward. It's important, though, that you have a strong grip on the heels or the middle of the sole of the foot with thumbs outside. Now, if your head and knees did not get together yet, walk your knees right, left towards the head, but do not turn the head or move the neck. Total spine stretches top to bottom. Push the feet to the floor. Squeeze your heels in to each other. Stomach in. Shoulders lift from the floor just a little bit more. Change. Lower the hips down. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around. Relax on your back. Finishing right. This is the end of rabbit pose. It is the Savasana of Rabbit Pose. The Savasana of Rabbit Pose is different from the Savasana of Camel Pose. It is different from the Savasana of Half Tortoise Pose. Can you imagine this? You've done different compressions, different stretches, different exercises. You have held those still in the posture, and so the release of whatever it was defines the Savasana in a certain way. So they are, every Savasana is different. Not just every posture, not just every class. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, sit up. Strong exhale, forced, stomach in, head to the knees. All right, second set, rabbit pose. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet. Excuse me, thumbs outside. Inhale, stretch the spine up, tuck your chin to the chest, and you go down front side. Contracting abdominal muscles, touch your forehead to the knees, top of the head, automatically to the floor. Exhale, roll forward like a wheel until your arms, specifically elbows, are straight. Roll forward all the way. You may walk the knees right, left to the head, and then hold still, please. Hips are up nice and high, Jessica. Now just squeeze your heels in towards each other. So eventually you may feel the fingers of each hand touch each other. Heels squeeze in so much. Arms press into the thighs. Roll forward, everybody's stomach in. Inhale, breathing, come up. Head comes up last. Turn around, relax on your back. Rabbit pose, Savasana. It's kind of a weird thing, Kevin, isn't it? I mean, I'm just kind of experiencing that in this class right now in a way that lets me speak about it. You've all experienced that, right? You know that camel pose Savasana is a certain thing, right? You know the rest after bow pose is a certain thing. But it's just coming to me in a certain way today. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale. Strong one. All right, sit with your right leg out for head-to-knee pose combined with stretching pose. Bend your left knee. Create pressure between sole of the left foot and your inner right thigh. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body only to the right so the hips and legs don't move. Turn and grab the right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest and bring your forehead to the right knee. Now, you can bend your knee up a little bit to get the knee and the forehead together. Second, your stomach with your forehead, push the knee down. Make sure the knee never goes away from the forehead. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, please, left leg out, bend your right knee so you create pressure between sole of the right foot and the inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left, reach out, grab the left foot. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Exhale, chin to the chest, stomach and forehead to the left knee. You may bend the knee up a little bit, but then once the forehead is with the knee, push the knee down a little bit towards the floor. Roll into the center, right shoulder down, just enough to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Bring the legs out straight. Lie back for a quick sit-up. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take your deep breath in, sit up. So you reset. Do that strong exhale on the way down, just like the other sit-ups. Grab your big toes with the pointer, finger, middle finger, and thumb. Thumbs on top. Walk your hips back right and left, several times to get the legs straight and get the hips behind you. Now flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Pull on your big toes. Take a deep breath, chest up. Slowly push your knees down without compromising the feet flexed, without compromising your pulling on the toes. Once you can get the legs locked, heels will come off the floor in the air. Once you can maintain this, stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine. Make sure tops of the thighs stay contracted. That's part of legs locked. Relax the shoulders, keep them away from the ears. On your next exhale, come forward and hold it. Eyes, do not move. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. For the head to knee with stretching Savasana. I've never quite thought about them this way, but you know, sometimes we experience something and many, many times, but then once you put words on it, it changes somehow. It's like we've named it. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set. Sit with your right leg out. Bend the left knee. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right. Grab the right foot, pull the toes, flex the foot, chin to the chest, head to the knee. Tremendous stillness. Once you have the head on the knee, you have the shoulders as level as you can get them. Just hold it here. You've committed to paying attention, right? You don't have to be fixing anything to be paying attention to the body parts that you're using right now. Inhale, breathing, come up, other side. Left leg out, right leg in, stretch up, turn to the left, grab the left foot. Pull the toes, flex the foot from the ankle, chin to the chest, head to the knee. Your commitment to paying attention might help you discover that every time you do head to knee pose, you start planning your lunch or something, right? And if you realize that, you say, oh, wait a minute, that's in the future. I got to pay attention. Right now I have a grip to figure out. I have a stomach to suck in. I have a throat to compress. I can pay attention to those things that I'm really, truly in charge of right now. Inhale, breathing, come up. Then bring the legs out straight. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, come up again. Grab the big toes. Walk your hips back 5-10 times again. All right. Now flex the feet from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Pull the toes back. Take a deep breath, look forward, push the knees down without compromising any of the foot, ankle, and toe setup. Once the legs are locked, come forward on an exhale, just like hands to feet pose. This is a kind of hands to feet pose. You're just sitting instead of standing on the feet, but you're still stretching the body down from the lower spine, this time towards the feet, which are upright instead of standing, but it's still the same stretch. Shoulders away from the ears. Upper inner thighs squeeze together. You can bring the elbows out, Jessica, to help you drop the shoulders. Breastbone slides forward, but shoulders stay out of it. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, turn around, relax on your back. It's nice, Keith, when I look at you and I catch you with your legs locked instead of catching you with them not locked. That's fun. Getting it. Getting more consistent. Keith, can you tell? Yeah, good. All right, feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhale on the way down. Half spine twisting posture, one set of this. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Put your right foot flat on the floor, heel touching exactly the knee, left toes pointed back. Inhale, left arm slides up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down. Grab your left knee with the left hand. Now sit up as straight as you can. Take your right arm, sweep it behind you. Put your right hand on your back, palm out. Inhale, lift the chest up. Now turn your head to the right. Look beyond the right shoulder. Total spine twisting top to bottom. Inhale, sit up a little taller, stomach in. Very gently push the right shoulder down and back. Twist, everybody, twist. Look to the right, twist. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, and other side, please. Right leg under, put your left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. Right toes pointed back. Make sure both hips are on the floor. Inhale, right arm stretches up and over the left knee. Push your knee back, turn the hand, palm down, grab the right knee, or you lean and reach for the floor or mat in front of you. Left arm sweeps behind you, hand on the back, palm up. Inhale, sit up as tall as you can, turn your head to the left. Look beyond the left shoulder, total spine twist, coccyx to the neck. Inhale, lift the chest, drop the shoulders, push the left shoulder back gently, and look to the left more. Slowly untwist the spine, undo the arms, and relax on your back. Now you have the Savasana of half spine twisting pose. Unique and uniquely important, right? You release what you did in the posture on all those very deep layers of the body into this particular Savasana. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, let's do the breathing exercise. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. And then, oh, the Savasana of the breathing exercise, which is also the Savasana of end of the class, is maybe obviously the most important in a certain sense. Although not to take importance from the other ones, I shouldn't make claims like that. Hands on the thighs, look straight ahead, and let's begin exhaling. Exhale, 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 exhale. Keep the chest lifted. Belly goes in and right back out. So it's an instantaneous depression of the abdominal wall that you release immediately. Keep the chest lifted, spine straight, elbows locked. Shoulders stay down. Exhale as much air as possible on each breath. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take one nice deep breath. Exhale, breathing. Let's begin. Keep the chest lifted. You may feel slightly lightheaded in this one. That's normal, totally fine. We are affecting CO2 levels in the blood here, removing excess CO2. So if you feel it, then great, you feel it. Keep the shoulders down, chest up. Now I want you to get ready to pay attention to the Savasana. Okay, these last few exhales, make them strong. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now as you're inhaling, turn around and see if by the time you are exhaling, you can be relaxing on your back so that you can get the Savasana of Kapalabhati and Vajrasana. You can get that experience of the change. There's a huge contrast, right? From I was just sitting up, purposefully over-breathing, and now I'm lying down. And I really can breathe quite slowly, and I feel that contrast. Complete relaxation of the abdominal wall after vigorously using it, right? It's not a posture, but it is an exercise transitioning into Savasana with concentration, relaxation, rejuvenation, energization. So great warm-up for your day or wind-down for your day. Beautiful practice, everybody. Enjoy the rest of this sunshine holiday. And I will see you tomorrow. Great to see you all. Bye-bye.